It's Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth remarking that video of the shooting shows the gunman shooting the three at point-blank range at the Great Lakes Dragaway. He says it appears the gunman knew exactly who he was targeting. The three victims, again, were all from Illinois, and the shooter is still at large. Toxicology results show Tiger Woods had five different drugs in his system at the time of his arrest in May in Florida on suspicion of driving under the influence. Toxicology results out yesterday showing he tested positive for Vicodin, Dilaudid, Xanax, Ambien, and THC. Woods had the charges reduced last week, pleading guilty to reckless driving and agreeing to enter a diversion program. And 68-year-old WWE Hall of Fame wrestler Ric Flair is said to be resting after some surgery for an undisclosed condition. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and American-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Front Lines of Freedom. I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby, and thank you for joining us today on the show. Front Lines of Freedom is a proud partner with AmVets. We both promote our nation and our veterans. Colonel Gillum is out goofing around today, but we'll catch up with him by phone later in the hour. Co-host, Air Force vet Josh Lang is with us. How's your flight training going, Josh?
Well, it's going. I haven't flown a lot in the past month because my schedule has been the exact opposite of my instructor's, but I'm only a matter of weeks away from being one of the newest pilots in America, and I can't wait for that freedom. And with freedom, front lines of freedom, comes great responsibility, and we are now responsible to those of you listening for the first time this weekend on our newest affiliates, News Talk 870 in the Tri-Cities of Washington State. Welcome aboard. And to those of you listening in Friday Night Lights country, to 1360 KACT in Andrews, Texas, which is just a stone's throw away from Midland, Odessa. A little self-revelation here that I've never told you, Roland, but one of my bucket list items, in addition to flying into Oshkosh next year with you and Denny, is to catch a Friday night high school football game in West Texas. I don't care who wins, I just want to feel the excitement.
Good to hear, Josh. Look forward to having you fly into Air Venture with us next year, Josh. Our Marine and Home Defense expert, Skip Coriel, is with us. Skip, you been doing any teaching lately?
Pretty much nonstop. Summertime's a big time for concealed carry, teaching tactical, you know, because it's the weather's so nice out there. So, yeah, I've been teaching, you know, 4 or 5 times a month, beginning classes, basic classes, advanced classes. Lots of fun in the sun on the range.
It's great to hear, Skip, and looking forward to hearing a little bit more about this Armed America report later. We're proud to have Eisenhower Center and After the Impact as our studio sponsors. They do wonderful things for people with traumatic brain injury, specifically military veterans, professional athletes, and first responders. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com. And here's what we have for you today. On News and Comment, I'm going to talk about private militaries. Then the Colonel and I had the opportunity to meet with a couple members of the Blue Angels, and we also talked with Apollo astronauts Al Warden and the Apollo flight director, Gene Kranz. Then we'll catch up with the Colonel someplace in the field and discuss his experiences on the Honor Flight to Washington, D.C. back in July.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
We do welcome your input to the show. Send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or by Facebook. Now it's time for news. Take it away, Josh.
The world is waiting to see who blinks first in the showdown between the U.S. and North Korea, between Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump. For decades, the Hermit Kingdom has inched its way toward acquiring weapons of mass destruction so it can hold the world hostage, threat after threat, missile launch after missile launch. This time around the red button scare, remarks are becoming much more pointed, and supposed attack plans have even been leaked about where North Korea plans to send its missiles, if Kim Jong-un decides to launch a no-turning-back attack. Guam and Seoul are the top targets for North Korean missiles, but Japan, Hawaii, Alaska, and possibly even some mainland U.S. cities could be in the crosshairs of the boy leader with a bad haircut. President Trump now says our military is locked and loaded and ready to put plans into action. Well, SecDef James Mad Dog Mattis put it in rather pointed but polite terms when he said, quote, "The DPRK should cease any consideration of actions that would lead to the end of its regime and the destruction of its people," end quote. Well now, isn't that special? Get the message, Un? We'll have much more on North Korea in next week's edition of Frontlines of Freedom. Don't look back now, and don't count your eggs before they hatch, but the first female Marine to secure the occupational specialty of infantry officer is near the halfway point in the infantry officer's course. The unnamed officer is now starting her 6th week of the 13-week Marine Corps Infantry Officers course. To date, more than 30 female Marine officers have attempted the IOC, most of them as volunteers on an experimental basis, before the course formally opened to women in late 2014. Very few made it past the combat endurance test, a notoriously difficult ordeal at the start of the course with a high washout rate. In a brief with reporters this week, Assistant Commandant of the Marine Corps, General Glenn Walters, mentioned the officer currently in the course, suggesting Marine Corps leadership is watching her achievements closely. General Walters said, quote, "We have a female officer right now in infantry officer's course, and she's part of the way through, doing very well. These are successes that never seem to get out in the press," end quote. While female enlisted infantrymen are already being assigned to operational infantry units, in keeping with a DoD mandate that opened all previously closed fields to women at the start of 2016. General Walters said this week that 278 women are now serving in jobs from which they'd previously been excluded, and another 40 female recruits had enlisted with contracts for these jobs. In addressing the quantity and demand of female Marines entering combat jobs, General Walters said, "Do we have hordes? No. But we have a pretty good nexus that are attempting to make these choices in life, and I'm very proud of them. And we're pretty certain their parents are too. Salute." Unfortunately, very few know VA corruption firsthand better than Phoenix VA whistleblower Brandon Coleman, a regular here on Frontlines of Freedom. Fortunately, Brandon is taking his experience and commitment to veteran care and has accepted an assignment at VA headquarters in Washington, D.C. to work on behalf of whistleblowers who still face deterrence to speak out like he did. Coleman starts working at VA HQ this week and told me the other day, "Don't even try calling me on my first week on the job. I'm going to be way too busy to talk." But he assured the Colonel and me that he'd be back on the show soon to brief us on his new role and progress within the VA. Coleman has been hired to serve as a bridge between whistleblowers and VA officials as part of the new VA Office of Accountability and Whistleblower Protection, which is part of President Donald Trump's campaign promise to root out a perceived culture of corruption in the VA. Go get 'em, Brandon. On Friday, it was revealed that the day prior, the U.S. military had conducted two offensive drone strikes in Somalia against fighters with Al-Shabaab, an affiliate of Al-Qaeda. Details of the strikes were not given. What's new is that previously, only self-defense airstrikes could be carried out in Somalia in support of American advisors and Somali troops. But in March, President Trump authorized offensive actions by armed drones, with prior notification given to the Somali government before a strike occurs. A statement from U.S. Africa Command read, quote, "The strike was conducted within the parameters of the proposal approved by the president in March, which allows the U.S. Department of Defense to conduct lethal action against Al-Shabaab within a geographically defined area of active hostilities in support of partner forces in Somalia," end quote. This authorization for offensive actions has been used sparingly. The first airstrike occurred in June, with two others following in July, including one on July 31st that killed Ali Jabal, a senior Al-Shabaab leader who was alleged to have planned terror attacks in Mogadishu. The news came just days after it was announced by Pentagon insiders that the U.S. may also begin airstrikes against ISIS in the Philippines. Bombs away. And that's the news.
Thanks, Josh.
The MVETS National Service Foundation provides direct support to veterans and their families through service programs, as well as providing community and youth-oriented programs designed to promote unity and patriotism. It counsels and represents veterans and their dependents before the Veterans Administration without charge. They have recently been honored as one of the nation's greatest nonprofits. Check amvets.org.
This is Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Coming up on Frontlines of Freedom, I'll share my thoughts on private militaries and the Blackwater option. Then we'll have a conversation with a couple Apollo astronauts, and we'll wrap up the hour talking with the Blue Angels. At ease, troops. Take a break.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
Today, we're talking about your budget and budget blinds.
People get so hung up on that word budget.
Listen, everybody's got a budget. Budget Blinds is all about getting the window coverings you really want at a price that fits your budget.
Right. They have exclusive designer styles, hundreds of choices.
And Budget Blinds gives you expert service. None of that do-it-yourself. The pros bring the showroom to you, then do it all. Measure and install.
What a relief.
That's style and service for every budget.
And right now, during their 25th anniversary celebration, it's the biggest sale of the year, with special upgrades and offers.
Explain the free upgrades, like the invisible tilt for shutters.
Make shutters look cleaner, more contemporary. Same with the free cordless upgrade on honeycomb shades. No cords. Look sleek and uncluttered.
I like that. Just call this number. It's easy to remember. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
855, then the name, Budget Blinds. Or go online.
BudgetBlinds.com.
Remember, budget means getting custom window coverings at a price that fits your budget. And remember, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
If you're a veteran looking to file for your service-connected benefits through the Department of Veterans Affairs, AmVets highly trained service officers stand ready to walk you through the process at VA regional offices around the country. AmVets can offer you the advice you need to finally receive all your earned benefits. In 2009 alone, AmVets helped process more than 65,000 claims and appeals, securing more than $410 million in benefits. To find your nearest AmVets service officer or to learn more, visit AmVets.org.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and you're in formation and listening to Frontlines of Freedom all across America. A Frontlines of Freedom salute to one of our show sponsors, Honor and Remember. Our nation must never forget those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is the mission of Honor and Remember, a nonprofit based in Virginia with support from their national sponsor, Spartan Nash, the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and fifth largest distributor. Learn more about how you can continue the mission at honorandremember.org. Okay, now it's time for my comments. Back in 2009, I was going through training for deployment to the Middle East, and one of the training stops was the notorious Blackwater USA Training Center in Moyock, North Carolina. Blackwater founder and former Navy SEAL Eric Prince started the company in 1997. But it was in 2004 that Blackwater started getting its name recognition when two of their SUVs were ambushed in Fallujah, Iraq, and four of their contractors were killed and burned, and then their bodies were dragged around town and hung up on a bridge. In fact, this was the incident that started the Battle of Fallujah. Then in 2007, Blackwater became the target of congressional hearings related to their conduct in both Iraq and Afghanistan. Although at the exact same time, they were getting a brand new no-competition contract to protect state employees in Iraq. It wasn't until 2009 that Eric Prince sold Blackwater to a group of investors and promptly moved to Dubai. Well, guess what? Eric Prince is back in the news with a proposal to provide the Afghan military with its own private air force. The size and capability of the air force that the former Blackwater founder is offering is frankly stunning, with both its capability of intelligence collection and close air support, which includes fighter jets, attack helicopters, and even an armed drone. The proposal promises to provide, quote, high-speed response to the entire country in under an hour. However, the weapons release decisions will be made by the Afghans. Prince is even offering them an iPhone app called Safe Strike. The app is a deconfliction tool for air tactical controllers to safely and accurately call in precision airstrikes or indirect fire. That's right, folks. We're talking about an iPhone app. I don't think we're going to see that in the U.S. military anytime soon. And then here's something I wasn't aware of. The Afghan Air Force is in the first stages of transition from its old fleet of Russian helicopters to U.S. Black Hawk helicopters. It's going to take a couple years for the transition to be completed. But seriously, folks, we're giving them Black Hawks. Have we learned nothing from Iraq? I'm sure ISIS or the Taliban just can't wait to get their hands on those. Okay, so basically, the Prince proposal is to provide Afghanistan an interim private air force while the Afghan Air Force reaches their full operational capability. You know, politically, this could make a lot of sense, as it would help us in getting the U.S. troops finally out of Afghanistan. Even recently, the White House announced it's considering a plan to draw down U.S. involvement in Afghanistan and replace the power vacuum with contractors. However, from a legal, operational, and strategical standpoint, turning over a massive air campaign to a private company based in Dubai really could work against American interests. In fact, most Pentagon officials are skeptical of Prince's plan. For example, U.S. Army General John Nicholson, who is the commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, has refused to meet with Prince regarding the contractor plan. The other concern should be for the employees of this private air force, as they will not have the same legal protections as our military members. So I want everyone to realize this isn't just a proposal that's a pie-in-the-sky proposal. Prince already has the private air force, which includes the A-4 Skyhawk, the same plane that Senator John McCain flew and was used by the U.S. Navy until 1987 as a light attack aircraft. Prince also has a brand new aircraft called the T-Bird, which is basically a crop duster which has been turned into a spy plane and is armed with 57mm rocket launchers and twin 23mm cannons. Then there's the five-seat Gazelle helicopter, which is also used by both the French and British militaries. There's also the AN-26 light transport aircraft, which can carry up to 40 passengers and a ton of cargo. He even has his own proprietary drone that can stay airborne for over 12 hours at a time. And these aircraft aren't just sitting around waiting for a mission today. Prince has been using them all over the globe to include Somalia, Iraq, and South Sudan. His helicopters have even been seen transporting U.S. Special Forces in the Central African region. Furthermore, his company's Lancaster 6, which is based in Dubai, is already operating some of its aircraft in Afghanistan by providing air mobility, troop transport, and parachute airdrop support for supplies and cargo. And just to keep it real, Prince has a nearly direct line to the Trump administration. His sister is Betsy DeVos. That's Trump's Secretary of Education. It's even been reported that Prince was used as a backdoor line of communication with the Russians for the White House when Trump first took office. So yes, private contractors just might be what gets our troops home from Afghanistan. And even Eric Prince, being a former Navy SEAL, put his life on the line for our country and was a patriot. But I gotta ask, are private militaries, which are bigger than most countries' armed forces, a good idea? Who do they report to? How do we keep them in check? Look, I don't have the answers, but I sure do have the questions. And those are my comments. This is Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby, and you're listening to Frontlines of Freedom. There was a big reunion for the NASA Apollo mission a couple weeks ago, and we had the opportunity to talk to retired Navy Captain and Apollo 13 Commander Jim Lovell, retired Marine Colonel and one of only 24 people to have flown to the moon, Al Worden, who was also the command module pilot for Apollo 15, and fighter pilot and Apollo flight director Gene Kranz. One topic that was discussed is the current state of education in the United States. And they all agreed that science and technology are a huge part of any future success in the United States. The other thing they discussed was the history and preservation of mission control in Houston that was part of the Apollo missions. Gene Kranz had a lot to say about it.
So there's an awful lot of history in that room. When you walk into that room, right now, it's basically a disaster area. It had been abandoned for the best part of 2 decades. The carpeting is held together with duct tape. People have been in the room, they've stolen the light bulbs out of the instrument communications panels in there. You go back in the viewing room, they've actually removed pieces from the fabric back there. And this is not the way you treat a major historical landmark. This is where Americans first heard words, Houston, Tranquility Base here, the Eagles landed. We also heard the words, Houston, we got a problem. We also saw this marvelous picture coming from Apollo 8, Earthrise. So this has a meaning. To me, it's a leadership laboratory. Every person has a reason for it being. That is where we take young pups, 25, 26, 27 years old, and give them incredible responsibilities and expect them to deliver, and they have. So to me, this is a leadership laboratory.
They went on to explain that NASA does not have the money to preserve the center. There is, however, a Kickstarter campaign that's already raised over $285,000 with the goal of having the renovations completed by the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11 and the lunar landing, which is next July. Good luck, guys. All right, straight ahead on Front Lines of Freedom, we'll talk with the U.S. Navy's Blue Angels. Then we'll check out the Old Glory Honor Flight, which is an organization taking Vietnam veterans to Washington, D.C. All of this is coming up. I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. You're standing tall with Front Lines of Freedom. I'll be right back. Get a pair of 50-pound weights and do arm curls, 24 of them, then stand at ease.
Spartan Ash is excited to support LZ Michigan, a community festival designed to remember, honor, and celebrate veterans and their families.
The event will take place on Saturday, September 23rd at 5th Third Ballpark in Grand Rapids, Michigan. LZ Michigan is free of charge due to the generous support of Spartan Nash, and complimentary tickets will be available at all Spartan Nash retail locations in Michigan starting later this summer.
Learn more at lzmichigan.org.
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans in your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects, ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. If you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at AMVETS.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Those who spread violence in the name of bigotry strike at the very core of America.
President Trump again condemning hate groups from the KKK to neo-Nazis in remarks he makes at the White House yesterday. Hours later, a Confederate statue in North Carolina is pulled from its pedestal by protesters. The group attaching a rope to that statue outside the Durham County Courthouse and toppling it. Meanwhile, Texas A&M University is canceling a planned white nationalist rally on its campus because of security concerns. Here's Mark Mayfield.
The university's Facebook page says school policy requires outside event organizers to have sponsorship from a school organization, which this event does not have, so it's now canceled. The statement says in light of the recent tragedy in Virginia, the similar rally planned for September the 11th at TAMU creates a major security risk on our campus.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesman, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Troops, welcome back to the nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Folks, please do send us your comments and questions. Email us through frontlinesoffreedom.com. The Eisenhower Center specializes in traumatic brain injury. If anyone you know is suffering from TBI, you want them to look at the Eisenhower Center for treatment. They can even help the most traumatic cases. Check out eisenhowercenter.com. Every year, Oshkosh, Wisconsin hosts the largest air show in the world called Air Venture, and it's put on by the Experimental Aircraft Association, or EAA. EAA is the association for people who build their own aircraft, and it's one of the most grassroots aviation organizations in the entire world. And for this 1 week every year, it becomes the busiest airport in the world, with over 10,000 aircraft landing in the span of just 1 week. They welcome everything from one-seat ultralights to the U.S. Air Force's B-2 bomber. And Colonel Gillum and I had the opportunity to fly into Oshkosh in a small four-seat private airplane, and we even camped right at the airplane for 4 days. This year, the big military draw was the U.S. Navy's Blue Angels, who had never flown at Oshkosh before. This is the Navy's precision flight demonstration team, and they have flown for more than 450 million spectators worldwide. Their mission is to showcase the pride and the professionalism of the United States Navy and Marine Corps by inspiring a culture of excellence and service to country through flight demonstration. And let me tell you what, they do it exceptionally well. Colonel Gillum and I had the chance to talk to the Blue Angels on the flight line just before their practice flight on Wednesday. It was pretty loud with all the aircraft flying, but it was a great conversation. Here's the Colonel talking with Blue Angels number 6, Lieutenant Davis.
I'm Denny Gillum from Frontlines of Freedom, and you're Lieutenant Tyler Davis, U.S. Navy?
Yes, sir.
And you are with the Blue Angels. How long have you been with them?
Yes, sir. I'm Blue Angel number 6, the opposing solo for this year's season. I've been with the Blue Angels since 2015.
Is this a career thing, or are you going to leave them and do something else sometime?
So you can only be on the team for 2 to 3 years, depending on your position.
Okay.
So for me, I was 7 last year. I'm 6 this year, and then I'll be 5 next year.
I take it that you love it.
Absolutely.
Your look on your face gives you away.
Oh, does it? 110%. This is the first time I've been to Oshkosh. I absolutely cannot believe I'm wearing a blue suit for the first time I've been able to be to Oshkosh. So I'm like a kid in a candy store. I'm so excited.
What are some of your assignments before here?
So I started out as an enlisted guy. I joined the Navy right out of high school. Did about 8 years enlisted all over the world. Deployed on the George Washington, on the Enterprise. I've got lots of time on many, many different carriers. And then got my degree after work every day. Put in for an officer package. Was lucky enough to get selected for a pilot spot. Went through flight school in Pensacola. Then into Milton to fly the T-34. Out to Meridian, Mississippi, flying T-45s, out to Oceana via FA-106 as a student, learning the Super Hornet, the F-18F two-seat variant. Went to Lemoore via FA-22, the Redcocks, as a two-seat guy. Back to 106 as an instructor, and then got selected out of there.
And so now you're here. How many years have you been flying?
I've been flying for 10 of the 17 years that I've been in the military.
And I take it you're probably planning to stay more than 20?
We'll see how far it goes. I'm going to hand my wife the white flag after 20, and then we'll see where it goes from there.
Do you have kids?
I do. 2 kids. I got an 8-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. My daughter got to be 7 when I was number 7, and my son is 6 when I get to be number 6. So they are absolutely ecstatic.
It's really hard to tell at this point, but can you see either of them becoming Navy pilots?
I definitely can see both of them. We'll see. I'll support them in any direction that they go, but it's amazing to be a father, and that's my favorite call sign in the world is dad.
I believe you. My mom used to say she just wanted to raise, not kids, wanted to raise adults so we could be whatever we were supposed to be. It sounds like you're that kind of person.
Absolutely. Yeah. What I tell my kids all the time and I tell everybody else is I don't care what you want to do in life. Put your dreams in a rocket launcher, aim at a star, hit the button, and go along for the ride.
Final question. The one thing that I appreciate everything you guys do, but the one thing I have trouble believing is that you actually want to land on an aircraft carrier at night. What's that like?
It's the scariest thing in the world. That's when you put your big boy pants on and your big girl pants on. You get used to flying in bad weather, aboard a 9,000-foot runway or something like that. But the things are, it's not moving. It's not trying to run away from you. And it's also significantly smaller on a carrier. So the first time you do it, it is definitely an eye-opening experience. I have 228 traps, and I remember every single one of them.
I believe that. Final question. What would you like our listeners to remember about the Blue Angels and this conversation?
We are here to showcase the pride professionalism of the Navy and Marine Corps team. And we are absolutely honored to be one of the many air show acts that are here in Oshkosh. We cannot believe that we are one of the ones that get to perform here in 2017. So excited to be here. Thanks so much for all the support, all the love, and all of the respect of the military forces. And it's just an honor to be here.
Lieutenant Davies, thank you for your service to our nation. It's an honor to call you friend.
Yes, sir. You too. Thanks for having us.
This is Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby on Front Lines of Freedom, and we're talking about the U.S. Navy's demonstration team, the Blue Angels. Earlier this year, the Blue Angels did a week with the Thunderbirds. So we asked Lieutenant Davis what it was like flying with the Air Force's demonstration team.
So it's very, very cool. So we know them very well. We know the Snowbirds very well, the TAC demo guys, all the air show, as is anybody in the air show industry, right? We all get along. It's very, very cool to sit down with them, talk shop with them on how we all arrive at the same exact conclusion, many different roads to get there. So their brief, completely different than ours. Their debrief, completely different than ours. Their maneuvers are different, but it all is to arrive at the same exact location, which is to inspire the youth to go do something amazing in life and keep the spirit of naval aviation, Air Force, Marine, Army, whatever, U.S. aviation, keep it alive.
One of the main missions of the Blue Angels is Navy and Marine recruiting, and they love to inspire future military pilots. Here's Lieutenant Davis talking about what it takes to become a military pilot.
So this is kind of my motto on how to do stuff in that nature. So if you picture a high school racetrack, a running track, you got a starting line, you got a finish line, you got one lap. That's life. One lap. Make it count. So if you want to go do something in naval aviation, Marine Corps aviation, or any type of military aviation, go do it. And the way that you do that is you don't let anybody tell you no. If you have a goal to go do something, go do it. Go talk to a naval recruiter, an officer recruiter, say, hey, I've been thinking about wanting to go fly at naval aviation. There's a couple of tests you have to take. The officer recruiter can point you in the right direction to be able to go choose the path that you want to do. And ultimately, you don't want to close any doors on yourself. So don't intentionally close any doors. If somebody says, well, I'd like you to come here, take it as an option and just keep your options open.
Makes sense. How about being on the enlisted crew that works with the Blue Angels? You've got, what, 100 people or so on this team? How'd they get on their team?
So they have a different application process in which they have to apply to the team as well, and the team selects them to be a part of this team as well.
So therefore, they would enlist in whatever specialty, and then they've got to earn their way on the team. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
Thank you. I appreciate your thoughts.
Absolutely.
You know, one of the things that I noticed was that Fat Albert, that's the Blue Angels Marine C-130, was not on the flight line. So I asked the public affairs officer when it would be arriving. I was surprised to learn that Fat Albert and all of the Marine C-130s were grounded for a safety stand down. You may have remembered a few weeks ago that a Marine KC-130 transport and air refueling aircraft went down. Indications are that something went wrong at cruise altitude, but they don't know exactly what. So for the time being, all the Marine C-130s have been grounded, including Fat Albert, which, of course, was stuck in Idaho during the air show instead of Wisconsin. Today, the Blue Angels are still flying the original F-18 Hornets, and not the Super Hornets, which the rest of the Navy is now flying. I asked the Blues when they would be upgrading to the Super Hornets, and to be frank, they're really not looking forward to the change. But the current Blue Angels Hornets are getting old, and they need a lot of maintenance. They told me that Boeing was awarded a $12 million contract to begin the engineering for converting the Super Hornets for Blue Angels use. However, the Super Hornets are a lot bigger, and they burn about 600 pounds more fuel per hour. This basically translates into a less maneuverable aircraft and will cause a major change to the current formation and the overall show. Well, we have more Blue Angels coming up, including a discussion with the senior enlisted member, Master Chief Petty Officer Heathcote. This is Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby on Front Lines of Freedom. It's summer, troops. Go out to your lawn and do 127 sit-ups. That's right, 127 sit-ups, one for every year of the U.S. Coast Guard. Then take a break, but stay in the area.
If you're a veteran looking to file for your service-connected benefits through the Department of Veterans Affairs, don't go it alone.
AmVet's highly trained service officers stand ready to walk you through the process at VA regional offices around the country. AmVet's can offer you the advice you need to finally receive all your earned benefits. In 2009 alone, AmVet's helped process more than 65,000 claims and appeals, securing more than $410 million in benefits. To find your nearest AmVet service officer or to learn more, visit AmVets.org.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby, and you're in the final formation for this hour on Frontlines of Freedom. We're continuing our coverage of the U.S. Navy's Blue Angel demonstration team while at the world's largest air show, Air Venture, in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. While on the flight line under the wing of Blue Angels Aircraft No. 5, we met up with the senior enlisted member of the Blue Angels, Master Chief Petty Officer Heathcote.
Joining us now is Master Chief Heathcote. He's part of the Blue Angels, and I have a funny feeling that he has a lot to do with keeping these birds in the air.
Yeah, that's correct. I have a team of 130 sailors and Marines that work on these jets that we're in charge of.
Wow. And I guess that's everything from fueling to maintenance to what? What are the kind of things they do?
Well, we do preventative maintenance, upkeep maintenance, unscheduled maintenance. Obviously, these planes are very old. They break a lot during the demo while we're back in Pensacola. So we have our hands full with these airplanes.
I would suspect so, because you can't have an in-flight problem with this, can you?
Absolutely not. If there is ever an in-flight problem, they peel off and come back. We fix it.
So your guys have got to know that plane better than they know anything else in the world, right?
Oh, that's correct. And it's not, this squadron's a lot different than a lot of the other squadrons I've been to. So you usually have particular systems that you're acquainted with. But with this team, everybody has to be acquainted with everybody's systems. Because we're such a small team, everybody helps everybody. So it's a kind of a unique organization.
The lieutenant said that your team does such a good job that when he jumps in the plane, he doesn't have to pre-flight it. It's ready to fly. Is that normal?
That's not normal in fleet squadrons, no, not at all. We come in 3 hours prior to the pilots walking, and we'll turn them up. We'll do a full launch sequence before the pilots get there, and we'll do the full walk around. Everything a pilot does on a launch, we do 3 hours prior to. So when they come in, all they have to do is get in the seat and take
it. So it's not uncommon that a pilot would not have to do the walk around. I presume he does a minor one, but because your team has got such a good reputation. Would it shock you that your team has that good a reputation?
It wouldn't shock me at all.
You know, if your team is that good, what that means to me is you've got darn good leadership. Do you have a lot to say about what leaders, what petty officers you get working for you?
We got some of the best here. I mean, we hand-select every member on this team. So everyone in here is just outstanding, and they obviously make my job very easy because they're so good at what they do. I mean, they represent, you know, the pride and professionalism of the United States Navy and Marine Corps. I mean, these guys are the tip of the spear for everything in their system.
Well, it's a dream as a leader to have people that are so good that all you've got to do is let them do their jobs. But you also have to oversee a bit, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes these guys are a little bit too motivated. So you kind of had to give them some stick and rudder, you know, say, peel back, slow down a little bit. We're going to do it right. But these guys are outstanding, and I don't have to give them that much. So,
well, and that's the challenge of being the boss. You've got to know how much liberty and when to step in. But when you've got a good team, it works almost every time, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Every single time these things go up, they're going around with a fine-tooth comb, so no doubts.
Master Chief, how would somebody who's in high school or something who's thinking about joining the Navy, how would they prepare themselves, join the Navy? What jobs, kind of jobs would they get in order to maybe someday be on this team?
To join the Navy, it's an aviation field, obviously. There's several different jobs that you can do to work on airplanes, and we accept all of them to come to the Navy. And it's not necessarily people that work on Hornets. I worked on Hornets for 29 years. I'm just kind of an outlier, but we've got people that work on P-3s, helicopters, all different sorts of platforms, but it's who fits in best with the team. So that's who we choose.
Okay, so obviously they've got a lot of experience, whatever that means, but they're good people and they want to be part of a team. That's got to be part of it, right?
That's the most important part.
So wrap up for me what you'd like my listeners to remember about your team.
The members of this team really represent the best that the Navy and Marine Corps have to offer.
Thank you, Master Chief. It's a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
The Blue Angels are great to talk with, and the team's show is second to no other aircraft demonstration team, period. They're certainly worth seeing if you ever get the chance. We really appreciate them spending time with Frontlines of Freedom while at AirVenture. This is Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby on Frontlines of Freedom. And while at Oshkosh, Colonel Gillum had the opportunity to talk with an Air Force airman who's responsible for the maintenance on the A-10 Warthog.
Please introduce yourself.
I'm Senior Airman Russo. I'm an engine troop on the A-10C Warthog. We're out of Moody Air Force Base, Georgia, with the 23rd Wing, world-famous Flying Tigers.
Okay. How long have you been in the Air Force?
I've been in the Air Force a little over 5 years. Been working on the Warthog for about 4.5 now.
So, roughly speaking, this is your career?
Absolutely.
Do you like it? Is it fun?
This is one of the most fun things I've done with my life so far, and I have no regrets working on this Warthog.
Now, as I understand it, a pilot flies it and does all kinds of cool things, and it's your job to make sure that it works while he does that. Am I right?
Absolutely. Our main concern is getting the aircraft home safe with the pilot inside every time.
Okay. Roughly speaking, in general terms, if this plane just landed from a mission and it's your plane, what would you do?
So we're going to do a quick walk around, make sure there's nothing obvious that the aircraft is broken, get a debrief from the pilot. He'll be broken or not. He'll tell us what he was broken for. And from there, we'll go about fixing the issue. there wasn't any issues, we can turn the aircraft in an hour if we need to.
This is a fairly old bird, and it's proven itself over and over and over again. You went around it enough. Do you generally know where to look for things to wear out, malfunction, whatever, or is that always a surprise?
Absolutely. Most of the time, not saying the 810 is a broken bird, but most of the time it's something common enough to be easily fixed. Not in every kind of flight thing, but we know what to look for.
Name a couple examples.
Tires, for one. As a crew chief, they'd be changing tires once every couple of sorties, depends on what he landed with, his payload and such.
Wow. Every couple of sorties. And a sort, if I'm a pilot and I take off and come back, whether it's 20 hours from now or 20 minutes from now, that's a sortie, right?
Correct.
So every couple of times you're going to check the tires, right?
Every single time that aircraft lands, we'll check the tires. It's a quick rollover. We're looking for cracks, tears, abrasions, anything like that.
Well, if I were the pilot, I would certainly want somebody being that careful. I know the pilots do a walk around before they fly and that sort of thing. But typically, in your experience, they don't find anything. Is that right?
Absolutely. If the pilot found something on his walk around, that means us as the maintainers do and do our jobs, and that's not something that happens.
This is Colonel Danny Gilliam on Front Lines of Freedom. We're discussing maintaining the A-10 Warthog. You mentioned that there's different models. How do they differ?
So there's the A-10A model. Now we have the A-10C model. The A-10C model was updated from the A model, and that was just a avionics kind of upgrade to keep up with the other airframe in its generation.
So it was a geeky improvement, is that what it was?
You could say that.
But the airframe itself is fundamentally the same thing. It's the technology that changed?
Correct.
What can this bird carry as far as weaponry?
It can carry a numerous amount of things. For one, it's 30mm Gal-8 Avenger, showing 70 rounds a second out the front, carrying roughly 1,000 rounds total. And we've got 11 stations, pylons as we call them, that can carry anything from missiles to rocket pods to guided missiles, Mavericks we call them, and that can carry up to 16,000 pounds of munitions.
Now, I think you said the guns will shoot something like 7,000 to 10,000 rounds a minute, but you only carry 1,000 rounds. So, therefore, the pilot's got to be a little careful there, doesn't he?
A little careful. They're limited to about 2-second trigger pulls to avoid loss of ammunition as well as melting the barrel.
That's an interesting thought. With all those bullets going down with hot powder behind them, barrels are metal and they can melt. Is that ever an issue?
It's been an issue once or twice, to my knowledge, in the past, where it could damage the aircraft. But like I said earlier, nothing stops the A-10 and its maintainers from keeping her going.
By reputation, it has got so much redundancy in it, it can take all kind of punishment and keep on cooking. Is that a true statement?
Absolutely, and that's proven itself in Iraq with Captain Kim Campbell. As many of you may know, she came home with one engine completely destroyed by a surface-to-air missile, and she got home just fine.
You might come home just fine in that kind of a situation, but you'd probably have a little bit of high blood pressure, I would think.
I would hope so.
And in a situation like that, I would presume normal procedure is put aside, that the whole bird is reevaluated completely. Is that a safe bet?
Absolutely.
And when we say reevaluated completely, if you are the crew chief, what does that mean? You take the whole thing apart? What?
Nose to tail, we'll do a thorough inspection, and all of our technical orders have breakdowns of each thing for particular instances that'll happen.
That makes sense. Just like the pilots have checklists, you have checklists, and you have to know what you're doing, but if you follow them, you're going to be pretty accurate. Is that a safe bet?
Absolutely.
Take a minute now and sum up what you'd like our listeners to remember about the A-10. Folks, the talk is out, the A-10's going to go away, the Pentagon's, whatever. It's still an active bird. I think it's a fantastic bird. We're going to stay away from the politics of it, but assuming that we keep it, and I hope we do, what would you like our listeners to remember about the Warthog?
Speaking on the behalf of the maintainers, I think we could all agree that just go out there and remember that the A-10 is currently deployed. We are currently combat deployed, defeating our enemy, standing up for America, and the A-10 is going to keep doing what it needs to do for the rest of its life.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you for your service to our nation, and thank you for taking time to join us today.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for their support.
This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour with the Old Glory Honor Flight and a talk with Frontlines of Freedom's own Colonel Denny Gillum on his experiences going to D.C. with this group. Then it's Academy football time with Air Force football veteran Quentin Roberts. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America report. This is Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, grab your bike and head outside for a 5-mile ride at maximum effort. Then grab some liquids, rehydrate, and put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face as you send us comments on Facebook.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Charlottesville's police chief speaks about those who lost their lives during a white supremacist rally and counter protests on Saturday.
Heather Heyer was struck down by a vehicle while exercising her peaceful right to speech. The Virginia State Police Lieutenant Cullen and Trooper Pilot Bates also gave their lives in the line of duty.
Those state police officers killed when their helicopter crashed while they were patrolling the scene, and Heather Heyer was killed when she was struck by a car, driven by an Ohio man who made his first court appearance yesterday.
20-year-old James Fields of Ohio was charged with murder and malicious wounding. His mother, Samantha Bloom, says she wasn't aware of the kind of rally her son was attending.
That's Tom Roberts reporting. Fields ordered held on no bond. A Confederate statue in Durham, North Carolina, no longer standing after protesters pulled it down last night. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. I've been in the investment business for 32 years, managing money for the Wall Street elite and raising hundreds of millions for their companies. In 2003, I created the VRA, my investment and economic newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. We're not a brokerage firm. I tell you what stocks to buy using my proprietary VRA investing system, and then I tell you exactly when to sell and take profits. My system tracks the smart money using a combination of fundamental and technical analysis and only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free 2-week membership to the VRA. You get my daily market commentary and special reports, including my number one recommendation, which is already up 300% this year. To receive your 2 free weeks, go to VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com. If you act now, you also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. I look forward to helping you crush Mr. Market at VRAinsider.com.
North Korea may be backing off its threat to launch missiles at the U.S. island territory of Guam. The nation's state-run media reporting now that leader Kim Jong-un will, quote, watch a little more of the behavior of the U.S. before acting on those plans. Kim was briefed on the military plans, which he reportedly examined for a very long time yesterday. North Korea had announced last week it was drawing up plans to strike Guam in an effort to contain U.S. military bases there. Saying it's just the beginning of efforts to reboot U.S. trade policies, President Trump orders his U.S. trade representative to look into China's trade practices.
We will safeguard the copyrights, patents, trademarks, trade secrets, and other intellectual property that is so vital to our security and to our prosperity.
The trade rep will examine claims that China violates U.S. patents and forces companies to transfer intellectual property. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
President Trump expected to sign an executive order focusing on infrastructure projects today. The White House says the order will establish, quote, discipline and accountability in the environmental review and permitting process for infrastructure projects, and Trump's to make a statement and take part in a discussion of infrastructure in New York City later today. Police now believe there may have been some sort of gang connection to a shooting at a drag racing strip in Wisconsin on Sunday, which left three Illinois men dead.
They all seem to be quite well known by gang officers in other locations.